when we are living through history, do we realize at the time that we're living through history? How's that for an existential question? For thoughts on that, we turn to one of America's great chroniclers of history, Ken Burns. Ken, it's great to talk with you again. What do you think? Are we conscious of history when it's happening?
Probably not, except in periods of extreme crisis, like right now. Most of the time, to us, history is that course that we didn't like back in high school, and it's a top-down history. It's the history of, in the case of the United States, a series of presidential administrations punctuated by wars. But in fact, history is the sum total of our collective experience. We're making history right now. It's just that when we tell a story, which history is mostly made up of, we edit. You know, honey, how was your day? Does not begin, I back slowly down the driveway, avoiding the garbage can at the curb. We edit human experience, and that becomes our stories, and those stories, larger stories, become our history.
Ken, some of us in the newsroom have said, you know, I should be keeping a diary about all this that's going on now, but how do we know during an historic event when we should start keeping that diary?
Well, you know what? We keep a diary for ourselves, but it's very helpful for people like me and people like me in the future. If we do it with that sort of sense of, you know, oh, this is important, it won't be very good. But if you just say, what I do is important to me and may be important to the people that love me and that I love, then that's okay. And then you have a kind of a genuine expression. And that's the stuff that works.
We don't know how far we are into this crisis. What is your sense, though, Ken? Is this historic, what is happening now?
Oh, without a doubt, this is huge. We've never seen anything in our lifetimes on the scale of this. This is as great a threat as we've had, and that's, in fact, what makes history, are those kinds of agreements between people, unspoken. You know, drive down the highway, we're counting on that person coming in the other direction to stay in their lane.
Ken Burns, we always enjoy having you visit here at WCBS, but today we are keeping a respectful social distance. We appreciate you joining us.
It's my pleasure, Steve. Thanks for having me. Stay safe, everybody.
And by the way, we do want to point out that Ken Burns is executive producing a new film that debuts on PBS Tuesday night. It's called East Lake Meadows, a public housing story. It looks at public housing and racism. Directed by Ken's daughter, Sarah, and her husband, David McMahon, East Lake Meadows will premiere on PBS Tuesday at 8 p.m.